got your number. Ooh. When I call, you always answer. Little me, enemy.
We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Jesus. sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those of you that are watching as we stream live here at Antioch. We greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter and the 11th verse. The Gospel of John, the 10th chapter and the 11th verse. And we have it on the screen where we find these words which are recorded. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Thank you. You may be seated. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I want to use our topic this morning. I am the good shepherd. Or the good shepherds, plural. That in itself implies there are the abundances of shepherds. It also suggests, parenthetically, that there are men who have been called, declared, decreed for such a time as this. Not all men are shepherds, but only God shepherds can be called good shepherds. For not everyone is qualified. Not everyone has the credentials to be called a shepherd. But God has elected, selected, and appointed, declared, and decreed who shall proclaim his word for such a time as this. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And when we embrace what God have in store, God has a prophetic word for a prophetic time, for a prophetic people to hear what thus says the Lord. And if there was ever a prophetic day and a prophetic time that we need to hear from the Lord, it is now. When we think about what God is up to, God has already declared what must take place under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age. When we think about what God is up to, he's drawing his people into a unique covenant relationship with him. Are you ready for what God is up to?
Yeah.
When we think about what God is doing in our life and through our life, God is moving us closer to him so he can enhance us for greater blessing that is yet in store. And I began to wrestle with this text. For God is shaking the very foundation of my being. Because he said, I need you to tell the world what a good shepherd is.
Yeah.
Because the world is full of shepherds, but not all shepherds are good.
Amen.
And when you have found a good shepherd, you should embrace that shepherd with the sincerity and the prevalence of your being. As I contemplated this word, this scripture, I thought about something my mother said to me. This week, while I was traveling in Dallas visiting with her, she said, I thank the Lord for he has been good. And it baffles me, Bruce, because every time God gives me something, he confirms it always. And I said, Lord, what are you telling me? Why me? And he said, why not you? I call whom I choose.
Yes.
I deliver words through you by which I have put in you from your foundation of your being. I've given you what you need for such a time as this. He said, I don't even need you to seek that, because what I have in you is life-sustaining and life-changing. And when you hear the words of the Lord, you cannot be the same when you hear a profound word that God is speaking to you. So I thought about that word, God has been good.
Yes.
And her word made me pause and reflect on how God's goodness is manifested in everything. Not just something, everything. Look around you. Everything that we see, God made, and he said it was good. How do you know it? I know it because in the beginning, when God created the days, in the beginning, when God created the sun, in the beginning, when God created the fish of the sea, in the beginning, when God created the fowls of the air, in the beginning, when God created it all, God said it was. Somebody's reading. God said it was good. There's not nothing in this world that God created that was not good. Anything that's bad, he didn't have nothing to do with it. The enemy did. God created everything. And here's what I love about what God did. After God made it good, at the end of everything that he created, he said it was very
good.
Somebody's reading. It was very good. So everything God created, not only was it good, it was very good. But the most profound thing that Jesus always said when he was going through sin, I am the good shepherd, I am the door, I am the way. He was saying, I am that I am. Who is the great I am?
Jesus.
God is. God said, I am that I am. While he was in the world, he was God manifested in flesh. I am the good shepherd. I am. You notice he never said he was Jesus. He only said, the only time he said it was Jesus, he said, I am he who you are looking for. But he always said, I am. I am. He's implying who he is. He is Adonai. He's Yahweh. He is Jehovah. Yes. He is the Lord God Almighty. There's no one that can compare to him. That's the God that we serve.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, from this creative order, God was establishing goodness. This divine goodness is woven throughout the history of creation. Is woven throughout the story of redemption, and is woven through the story of restoration. The Lord's character as the good shepherd is seen not only in his care for individuals, but in his ongoing work to bring order, peace, and blessing to all of the things he has made. God is an orderly God. And because he's an orderly God, how are we to act in his presence? God ain't up to nothing but goodness and holiness and righteousness. God is up to everything about saving people, not judge people. God is trying to save us from ourselves. And when we fall on our knees and look to the hill from which cometh our help and know that our help comes from the Lord, then we understand what God is up to. God is trying to save us from ourselves. My brothers and sisters, reflecting on this, I realize that the concept of goodness is deeply rooted in God's very nature. Not only is God love, but God is rooted in this love, and this goodness is rooted in God's very nature. God is good. Did he not wake you up this morning?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Did he not close you in your right mind?
Yes, he did.
Did he not give you the house you live in, the car you drive, the clothes you wear, the shoes you work?
Yes.
God is good.
All the time. All the time.
And because God is good, is there anybody who can say he's good in your life?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If he got you up this morning, if he closed you in your right mind, that's enough to say God is good. Mama knew about this goodness when she talked to me about the depression from the 1920s to the 1930s. And she said how they only had this cow, and that cow stayed alive until the depression ended and God took the cow away.